Hello and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. On this podcast, I discuss homesteading, prepping, food storage, and everything in between. Today, I want to discuss what it means to homestead and how you can homestead from anywhere. So, what is homesteading? And by definition, homesteading is living a lifestyle of self-sufficiency. I also think of homesteading as connecting back to our ancestral roots through doing things as they would, like growing our own food, using natural ingredients for the food we make and eat, and living within our means, among other ways like our ancestors were doing things. I really admire that, and I think that they had something right considering they did it for thousands of years. But I personally look at homesteading as disconnecting from the mainstream flow of society today. The mainstream society, I feel, pulls you in so many different directions that it is hard to make your own choices sometimes. Like, I feel like you make decisions based off of the mass and where everybody's going instead of what is actually right for you. There's a quote that I love, and it says, "Only dead fish go with the flow." Like, I heard that quote, I think, 2 years ago, and it's really just resonated with me. And our ancestors, they were in survival mode. Like, they either made it or they died. Like, they just didn't make it. Nowadays, it's so much easier to make it and just go through the drive-thru at McDonald's daily and just carry on that way, just sort of bebop around. And we live a life of convenience, at least in the first world countries like America, we do. So because we have been brought up with these modern conveniences and have been so disconnected from our homestead survival roots, it can be difficult to reconnect with them. And on a recent TikTok I made about milking my cow, I did like a come milk with me. It was so much fun. I videoed it. Someone asked me in the comments if I was scared to get brucellosis, I believe that's how you pronounce it, from drinking the raw milk. And I replied and said how I'm not afraid of the raw milk. I have a clean environment. It's a natural food. Like, it's something our ancestors drank for thousands of years. Like, I'm not afraid whatsoever. And that I'm actually more afraid of the ingredients in a Little Debbie pie. I find it interesting, though, how this is a modern convention and prime example of how we have been so disconnected from our food. I know so many people who just chow down on the Little Debbie pies daily, and no one ever bats an eye, but the same people are up in arms about raw milk, like, oh my goodness, like, this raw milk from an animal, it's so dangerous, everybody's gonna die. So do you see the disconnect I'm getting at? Like, we've been led to believe how bad something natural is, but yet something lab made with all these terrible chemicals in it, like, literally look at the ingredients, just horrible, just like a Frankenstein of lab-made stuff, and that is considered food nowadays. And I believe homesteading is reconnecting to our roots of survival and health. Like, the beauty of homesteading is that you can do it from anywhere, and you don't need a chunk of land to do it. So take the steps towards reconnecting with your food and being self-sufficient, and you are a homesteader. And I would say the first step to being a homesteader is figuring out what areas you want to become self-sufficient in. Do you want to grow more of your own food? Take steps towards cultivating a garden. And I recorded a great podcast all about gardening and how you can garden from anywhere with different strategies. So if you're interested in that, I would definitely check out that podcast. And another step towards being a homesteader or homesteading from anywhere is, like, do you want to have financial security? You can start taking steps towards creating a budget and finding ways to improve your finances. Do you want to eat better? Like, learn about your body and what foods are truly providing the nutrition that it needs. A great place that helped me learn about my body's nutritional needs and really helped me snap out of modern day things like being a vegetarian for 10 years is Weston A. Price, the Weston A. Price Foundation. Absolutely love them. There was a dentist that went around to all these indigenous native tribes around the world and studied their diets and found that everyone had animal animal-based diets, or they had some sort of animal in their fat. And then he studied how the Western diet like affected the generations of peoples. And there's all these things that he noticed, like faces becoming more narrow, teeth becoming more crooked. And it was just so interesting. I really resonated with it. And I feel so much better that I am going along with like their guidelines and trying to eat better and clean up my diet and eat meat again. But basically, eat real food, get sunlight, and connect back to your ancestors. And that's kind of like what I feel homesteading is. And it's so cool to have that connection. So figure out what way you want to start becoming like a homesteader, like your ancestors, and just do it. Like, just do it. And I began to desire a traditional homestead that was disconnected from society a few years ago when the world erupted with the COVID weirdness. Like, what the heck was going on? And what the heck is still going on? And at the time, I couldn't escape to the countryside, so I began to homestead from my house in the city. I began building up a food storage, and homesteading is self-sufficiency, and a part of self-sufficiency is being able to feed yourself and your family without the help of outside sources. A great way to do this is to build up a food storage, and you know I love food storage, and I have podcast episodes on it, YouTube vlogs, Instagram reels, all this content dedicated towards helping you build a food storage. And a food storage is a huge part of being a homesteader. If you look up homesteaders and food storage on YouTube and just look around, you will see so many people who have food storages. I would consider anyone with a food storage to be a homesteader because they are looking towards and preparing for the future. They're not just sitting there, fish out of water, flopping around. Don't let that be you. Like, start looking towards the future and preparing, bettering yourself and bettering your circumstance. And a part of homesteading, I think too, is looking towards the future and preparing for that and not just living in the moment. There's like, oh yeah, live in the moment, which I get that, where you embrace the moment, but also bettering yourself so then you can look forward towards the future and be prepared for whatever might transpire. So start your homestead journey little by little each day. And a great way to do that is by building a food storage today. I can't stress how important and crucial it is to have food in case of any emergency. Your ancestors had to prepare and be ready or they died. I think there is wisdom in that, even though that is extreme. But to begin building your food storage, you can start by buying extra of what you eat. This is the easiest method to start building your food storage. Say you eat beans or rice. Next time you're at the store, buy a few extra cans or bags. It's literally that simple. And if you have a favorite condiment, buy an extra here or there. Seriously, like, I went to a restaurant the other day and they didn't have sriracha because they said that there is a sriracha supply chain shortage. And it would really stink if you love sriracha but didn't stock up on it. And I guess sriracha is the main ingredient in their famous sauce that everybody loves and gets when they go there. It's like their signature sauce, but it has sriracha. So they couldn't serve it at the moment. And so a lot of people were like, what the heck? Like, where's, you know, the sauce? Something as simple as that. But you know what? That restaurant needed me as the person who makes the orders. You best believe they would still have their famous sauce because I would have been out there prepping for them. But it's little things like that of just start slow and build up your pantry, then start working on long-term storage. Truly having a food storage is being a homesteader. And have you ever thought about how important it is to be able to grow your own food, or at least have the knowledge of how to do so? You can have a garden from anywhere, even if you live in a small apartment. There are always ways to grow food, and having this skill, or at least having the books that teach you, is truly priceless. You instantly have a valuable skill that could help you or your family in different situations. You can pass on that skill to the next generation, and having that skill of gardening is definitely a part of being a homesteader. Order some good books now and learn how to grow some basics like carrots and tomatoes, something simple. Then you'll be off to canning and different methods of food preservation, which then head into your food storage. So see how it starts to tie together. You grow your food, you preserve your food by one method or another, then it ends up in your pantry or your long-term food storage. So homesteading truly ties into all aspects of your life like this, and I love it. And another thing that goes hand in hand with homesteading is being smart about your finances and not living out of your means. I feel like with the modern day we are in, with the conveniences and the abundance of material wealth, people grow up thinking it's normal to carry massive loans around with them and being in debt is normal. And I personally don't think it is. And I know there's different scenarios, but I don't think it is. And I think it's important to always strive to get out of debt so you don't go in over your head on a car just because it looks cool and you want to impress people. Don't buy meaningless stuff. Respect your money and don't abuse it. I feel like we grow up watching, or at least I did, like the celebrities and their abundance of wealth, and society has you thinking you want or you need that Gucci bag or that cool car to go zip around, but no, you don't. Like, think about it. Like, is that cool car for you? Is that Gucci bag for you? Or is it for how other people think and how they perceive you? So when you stop caring about what others think and you stop buying the latest thing, you can watch your finances improve. I know people differ on opinion about this, but every homesteader I've enjoyed engaging with or listening to always strives to be out of debt. So you don't have this overwhelming person or entity above you, just like this burden that you're carrying around. And it can take a while, but having something to strive towards, I think, is important. And sometimes I don't think it's possible to get out of debt because, you know, there's just so much of so many different things that can happen, but it is, I believe so. And disconnect from that modern day materialism and just see how good minimalism feels and how much you really don't need. This also comes with not caring what other people think. Like, drive that car that is an old car, but hey, it is all paid off. But it doesn't look cool. People aren't gonna be like, wow, look at that Porsche 911. It's gonna be something old, but you know what? That is way more impressive, having a car paid off, than driving around the latest whip that you're like $50,000 in debt on. I find that way, way, way more impressive. And I genuinely wear like the same shirts and clothes over and over again on my stream. So I'm out there on the internet wearing like the same thing that I've been wearing since last year. And I don't tend to buy new clothes anymore unless I absolutely need a new shirt or something, or the piece really brings me joy. As long as clothes are serving their purpose of covering and protecting me, I don't care to buy new ones. I don't care to be in the latest trend. Like, I don't care. Like, to me, that's a waste of money. And I'm trying to live within my means. And that's just a huge part of homesteading to me. I don't care to be up on the latest trend. And I feel like that's such a societal thing. Like, you need to be on the latest trend. And I even remember being in elementary school. So this was like 10, 11 year olds, and being judged by what you wore. Like, it started young. Like, oh, that's not from PacSun. Like, oh, you got that at JCPenney, and you felt so bad and you got teased by it. Cause I did. I got teased by the clothes that I wore. And so it starts young. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta go shop at this place and spend $50 on a shirt so then I can be cool. Like, no, that is so stinking stupid once you start thinking about it and you're just like, wow, yeah, I really don't care what other people think about me. And then you can just, you know, start your journey on being a homesteader. That's mentally part of it. And another part of homesteading to me is attempting to eat clean. This is something you can do from anywhere and something our ancestors did. So they weren't in the McDonald's drive-thru or chowing down on Little Debbie pies. They were eating pies stuffed with fruit from their garden that was surrounded by a crust, handmade in their kitchen and not created in a lab plant somewhere around the country. So do you see the difference? Like, convenience is the biggest factor here, and I would encourage you to not be a victim of convenience. Yes, it is easier eating the Little Debbie pie as compared to baking one from scratch, but what are you subjecting yourself to, and what are you missing out on? First of all, you are subjecting yourself to toxic trough of chemicals, and what do they do to your body? Like, have you ever thought about that? What's that yellow five doing, you know? And while putting yourself in the convenience line is easy, you are missing out on valuable skills like learning how to cook and bake from scratch. And learning to bake and cook from scratch is another priceless skill, like gardening. That's part of being a homesteader. Bottom line, homesteading is continuing that journey towards self-sufficiency. You don't have to be perfect in every single category, but you can homestead from wherever you are at, and I love that. But thank you so much for tuning into this podcast and taking the time to listen to all my happy little homesteaders out there. I hope you enjoyed it and have an amazing day. Don't do anything a Gubba wouldn't do.